Fish pond. I am the cyclone of my universe. Little pond where I dream and dream of poems unbegotten, stories untold, hills unclimbed, ways not yet explored, girls still to know, children unborn, and long white years of inexperience. Home of my thoughts and my fishes, of many thoughts and of four fishes, two goldfish with fanning tails, and two golden orphs which in the summer bask on the surface like tourists at the Riviera, or dash furiously around the sides as if they were youths on motorbikes. But now it is autumn, and they are eating less and moving less as they sink into a stupor of resignation to winter's chill. And down by those slippery sides, there's some water snails, little slimy black slurry things they are. And then on the surface, the water boatmen skid over the pool like tiny hovercraft, while somewhere down in the tangled weeds is a frog. He leapt in yesterday when I disturbed him in his secluded hollow of lush wet twitch grass as I was doing the weeding. How strange that to all these creatures, my little pond is their complete world. They know no more about the pond next door than the ancients did about America. Except, of course, the frog. I mustn't forget him. I expect right now he's down there, nonchalantly sucking at a dead fly, putting on airs and telling those stay-at-homes, those fishes and water snails, of all his great experiences, of how he has made love to the she-frogs on the muddy slimes of Manor Farm in the cool romance of the springtime moonlight, and of his awful escapes from the prongs of my garden fork, and how he has seen the pond at number 6, and has even visited the flooded ditch near Upper Halstead, where the Maytime tadpoles wiggle and twist like spermatozoa entering a woman's womb. And those fishes and water snails will ogle and gasp as they realize what a vast place this universe is. Then they will sink down, and through that winter of cold inaction, they will dream and dream of ponds unvisited, and wander in their imaginings through mighty labyrinths of unknown watery ways.